Guys, on thefinsiders.com, you can go check out a great article that Brian Coyle, our very own, wrote detailing an overview of the Dolphins and the other AFC East teams' running back positions. So we wanted to go over this, and this is going to be a series that we do over the next couple of weeks, looking at the various positions across the AFC East, seeing how the Dolphins stack up against everybody else. So let's give everybody an overview of the AFC East and the running back spot. Of course, the Miami Dolphins, you've got kind of split projected starters with Lamar Miller and Knowshon Moreno. Not sure about Moreno's injury so and how that's going to affect him. In New England, you've got a bunch of running backs. You never know what's going to happen with that rotation, but Shane Vereen, Stephen Ridley, a couple of the names that lead the way there. In New York, Chris Johnson, Chris Ivory, a couple of formidable Chris's there, kind of a lightning and thunder combination with their styles. And in Buffalo, Fred Jackson, CJ Spiller, who've been doing it and doing it well for many years as a duo there. So, Troy, I'm going to ask you first, as our resident running back expert and former running back yourself, when you're looking at the different running backs across the AFC East, which names stand out to you as having a very strength of their team at that running back spot?
Well, you have to start with Buffalo, because that tandem right there, they've proven that they could do it year in and year out, and they've been doing it for a couple of years. They always had the injury question. Can they both stay healthy throughout the season and be productive? If they're healthy, the Buffalo Bills, they could run the football with anyone. The New England Patriots, you know, somehow, some way they do it. They have talented backs. You wouldn't expect the backs that they have there to be, you know, the type of running back that will carry a franchise. But with everything that's going on with Tom Brady and how they throw the ball around and they put you in certain situations, they're very effective running the football, and they use those guys in their screen package pretty well also. But the biggest, scariest thing to me, without question, he could be the number one free agent signing. I don't know if it was free agent or if it was a trade signing or just a release, but I'm talking about, you know, Chris Johnson up there with the New York Jets. The New York Jets, their identity is they want to run the football. They want to be a little bit more physical than you. And although Chris Johnson is a different type running back that they've had back there with that, you know, power offense than normal, Chris Johnson scares the bejeebies out of me. Chris Johnson is one of those guys that, you know, you look at him and say, like, he had a down year, but yeah, he still went over 1,000 yards. He's just one of those talented guys that makes the game look very easy. And in that New York Jets system, you're gonna find that Chris Johnson is going to find himself in a lot of one-on-one situations where he has to make one guy miss. He's so talented, he's going to make that person miss. He scares me big time, Chris Johnson.
My bejeebies are a little scared, too.
Yeah.
Hey, John, a quick thought on the Dolphins running back situation. What do they have to do collectively to ascend into the elite in the AFC East?
Well, I think a lot what Troy said, the Dolphins have to find an identity.
Yes.
You know, find out what we do well in this new offense. And I think the new offense will help guys run the football more effectively, more consistently, I would think, for the Miami Dolphins. We've always looked back over the last couple of seasons and we said, you know what, the big play's been a problem, you know, getting that chunk yardage play, making somebody miss in the hole and turning a 5-yard run into a 12 or 15-yard run, as well as the 3rd-and-1 yard successful run, not getting hit behind the line of scrimmage, making somebody more accountable at the point of attack. I think Lamar Miller is going to thrive in the offense this year, only because it spreads you out and it puts more pressure on the defensive ends, on the outside linebackers, on the corners coming in to fill, because they have to worry about, you know, the give or somebody doing something in space. Knowshon Moreno, he should add a lot to this offense. Hopefully he's healthy enough to get through enough 100% workouts so he can find out, you know, how he fits in, how the Dolphins expect him to fit in. And then I wouldn't count out a guy like Daniel Thomas. I just don't know what he's going to do in this offense. But I think Lamar Miller is going to be the guy. He's going to be the question mark, and I think the offense is going to help him out the most.
Well, throughout the next couple of weeks leading up to training camp, we will continue to look around the AFC East at various positions and go through and see how the Dolphins stack up against the rest of the division. So thanks to both of you guys for your input.